Welcome to Perlin on ELT with Matt Perlin. You can contact Matt at info@perlintraining.com and visit the website at perlintraining.com, where you'll find all kinds of free resources for teachers and learners of English. You can follow Matt on Twitter at Perlin Training. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Matt on iTunes. What's on the podcast this time, Matt?
Well, it's episode 26 of Perlin on ELT. I'm Perlin and I'm on ELT as usual, as ever. And in this episode, we're going to be looking at adjective plus preposition collocations. What could be more useful than that? What could be more helpful? My students here in Poland often have problems with their prepositions. They're getting mixed up because in Polish the use of prepositions is quite different to the use in English. We say I'm angry with somebody, for example, they would say I'm angry on somebody, so na in Polish. So we often have differences about prepositions. I often hear mistakes, and I'm always trying to help my students, as you know, whether that's you listening or whether that's my students on Skype or in the classroom here in Poland. And I've prepared some materials that can help. To download these worksheets, you can go to my website. It's perlintraining.com, P-U-R-L-A-N-D, training.com. Four worksheets here. Adjective plus preposition collocations. I decided to make this a series of worksheets just to help my students so they could sit down and learn, for example, all adjectives which are followed by the word of, or not all but the most common adjectives followed by to, preposition to, adjectives followed by with, by, at, about, and so on. So the first worksheet is a list, 100 adjective and preposition collocations ordered by preposition. I think that's quite a good way to learn them. You can see that they're not all equal. You know, there are many adjectives are followed by preposition of, for example, accused of, careless of, certain of, conscious of, and they're in alphabetical order to make it easier. Then the next biggest group is with preposition to, the next group with about, and it gets smaller and smaller as we go on, so that when we get down to in, on, from, there are just a few adjectives. But I think if you can learn this list, 100 adjective and preposition collocations, I think you'll do quite well, because these are the most common, or they really are very common adjectives. Second list is an A to Z list, and both lists have collocations suggested. So, for example, you might be busy with something. What are you busy with? I'm busy with cooking dinner. That's my example collocation. But of course you should write, and your students should write, their own ideas of collocations. I'm terrible at something. If we're using at, it's usually talking about ability. So I'm good at, I'm bad at, I'm brilliant at, so I'm excellent at English, for example, that I can say. That's true for me, but I'm terrible at maths. I'm terrible at maths, and good at, bad at. So using at for ability. Remember that, just small little fact, using at for ability. What we're looking for here is patterns. The third page is gap fill. So you've got the 100 adjectives, and the students, or you, if you are a student, you have to write down an appropriate preposition and object. For example, the example is accused, so the collocation with preposition of, accused of something. We're not accused on, accused with, but we're accused of a crime, accused of doing something wrong, accused of stealing, accused of lying, something bad. So it's a negative example. So this is just a blank, really nice homework, 100. You could ask students to do 100 adjective and preposition collocations. Or you could be kind and say, you know, do 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, or whatever. So those are the three main worksheets. The fourth worksheet is really looking for patterns. So when I was doing this, I noticed that, yes, you might say, I'm kind to somebody. So we learn you are kind to. We're not kind with or for or by, but we're always kind to, and then a person or animal, I guess. But we can also use kind with opposites, so unkind to somebody, cruel to. So we can use with synonyms, nice to someone, nasty to, mean to. So if we learn kind, we can also remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other adjectives which are related words, either opposites, opposite adjectives, synonyms, or just related, just closely related words. Another example, I'm famous for my worksheets, we could say, my English worksheets. I'm famous for, of course we pronounce it with a schwa sound, famous for. Famous for my worksheets. But what is the opposite? It's not exactly opposite, but infamous is a connected word, related word. I'm known for, I'm well known for my worksheets. I'm renowned for. So if you learn that famous is followed by for, other words, you can take a guess. Other words may also be followed by for. Doesn't work with every single adjective and preposition collocation, but I've collected a list of them on this page called patterns. I think it's really useful. Also, you can see the topics, the kind of things that we talk about with each preposition. For example, about, I'm relaxed about, excited about, happy about, pleased about, passionate about. These are feelings. Emotions and feelings are with the word about. Anger, I'm angry about, bothered about, irritated about something, upset about something, annoyed, furious. So all these words connected with about. So if you learn this, and then when you're writing, you're kind of searching for the right preposition after the adjective. You know, you think, oh, glad you've written pleased about something. Yeah. So it's quite useful looking at topics. If you think about for, we talked about famous, infamous, known, renowned. It's about fame, renown. Kind to, friendly to, generous to, polite to, is behavior towards other people. To is connected with behavior. So learn the topics as well. What else? You know, we looked at crime. You know, I'm innocent of, guilty of, accused of, acquitted of something, cleared of something. Yeah. So of, we see a connection using this preposition with crime. We can see a connection with crime. So, you know, we need every help, all the help we can get when we're learning English. But here are some patterns that you can learn, and it's quite interesting to see them. I think it is. I hope you will as well. I'm sure you will, and I'm absolutely sure. Of course, some adjectives can be followed by more than one preposition. Yeah. I'm pleased about something. I'm pleased about that good mark that I got for my test. I'm pleased about it. It. I'm pleased with somebody. So we could use with. I haven't looked at this in these worksheets. Yes, we can use some preposition, more than one preposition after some adjectives in different contexts. So pleased with somebody, pleased about something, generally. But I'm not looking into that here. Looking at very well-known common collocations with adjective plus preposition, different patterns. Of course, when I'm saying this, I'm stressing the preposition. So, for example, polite to somebody. I'm always polite to my director of studies. That's 100% all the time, always. So I'm saying to, but you know we shouldn't stress prepositions. So we say polite to somebody, to. I'm polite to my director of studies, to, rather than to, f, rather than for. So we make it shorter, we say it in a quick way without a stressed vowel sound. I think you know about that. If you want to know more about it, look at my book. It's called Clear Alphabet Dictionary. It's free online, just Google it. Or other search engine, it. So, four worksheets that you can download free for you, especially for you. Tell your friends and neighbors. Good to learn collocations, adjective plus preposition. It goes in, if you just study it a little bit, it goes in, and then when you're writing and talking, you remember, and you think, oh yes, I remember that connection. I remember that because it was in that worksheet, and it was of, or to, or from, or for. Yeah, but just remember in pronunciation, for is a number, not a preposition. Two is a number, not a preposition. I like to say when I have the time to say. I did these lessons a few weeks ago. It's taken me some time to catch up with it because I'm working, just putting finishing touches to my new book. Yes, new one. But I finished the worksheets today. They're going to be online, ready to download at perlintraining.com. What did I do in the lessons? Here was my sort of lesson plan with this. What did we do? I asked students to write down five adjectives on the board or in a notebook. Then add prepositions that go with them, collocations. And then add something to make a sentence. So if they wrote down the word envious, then they should remember, hopefully, the preposition of, or of, with the schwa sound. Envious of what? Envious of who? Whom? I'm envious of my friend. Because? Why? So they wrote five sentences. Then I gave them the blank handout, this one with the gap fill, the blank one, and I chose some of the adjectives, about 10 of them, not 100. And again, I tried to elicit the prepositions that followed and phrases, and make phrases or sentences. Stress the point, learn common collocations, common, not obscure collocations, but common ones. Students try to add more collocations on the handout. I mean, 100 is a lot. It is a lot, but it's a reference page, really, isn't it? It's for reference. Students add more, and there's feedback. I try to elicit sentences. A lot of my lessons are done by speaking, mainly. A little bit of writing in the notebook or on the board. But a lot of speaking, a lot of feedback to me. What's this? What's that? What is it? What about this and that? Then we discussed prepositions in their language, in Polish, which are quite different. So it helped them to see that they shouldn't translate directly from Polish. No, that's a no-no. It's a big no-no. Absolutely not. And we talked about, in their language. What else did we do? Look at the patterns. So then we could look at the patterns using opposite and then synonyms. So they learn this point, that if you learn one adjective and preposition collocation, you may be able to learn more, because related words have the same. Often, not every time, I'm not saying that it's every time, because it isn't. I'm focused on 100 adjectives. These are the ones I've chosen as being the most, among the most common and the most useful to learn. It's good to learn useful words, not obscure or unnecessary words. And, then we launched into a role play. So we said to students, okay, choose 10 adjective plus preposition collocations. It really rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? And we said, okay, then put together a role play or dialogue or conversation or situation, and you must include all of these collocations, all of these phrases. So maybe annoyed, annoyed about something, careful with something, famous for. So they chose 10. They had 10 different collocations. They had to weave them into a sort of dialogue or role play. It was really nice. So that was active. They're doing that in groups or in pairs, or if it's an individual with me, we can do it together on the board, or just improvise it. So it's worth doing for a lesson, and give this for homework to learn the adjective and preposition collocations. Maybe do it for a test. Do a test the following week, because students are getting mixed up with this, with prepositions. I hope that this could help you. Yes, you. That means you. Whether you're a teacher or student of English. So go to my website, perlandtraining.com, and you'll find the links. You can download the worksheets, and please send me your feedback if you have any. info@perlandtraining.com. I'm also on Twitter @perlandtraining, on Instagram @perlandtraining, and generally everywhere else. Wherever there is somewhere, @perlandtraining. Not exactly everywhere, but some places, other places. So that, with that in mind, that waffling, it's time to finish. So thanks a lot for listening. I'm happy that you've been able to listen and download this podcast. And don't forget about many more podcasts. 25 other wonderful listening experiences for you. So listen to all the other podcasts if you want. And again, let me know what you think. It's good to hear from you, get feedback. So thanks for listening to this one and see you in the next podcast. Bye for now.
Perlin on ELT.